The big story outside of the football aspect yesterday was the helmet reveal for the Browns, and there is a big question about the photographer that fell off the barge, and is that real or not? We're going to go through that like the Zapruder film here in just a few moments. He is Jeff Phelps. I'm Andy Baskin. Don't forget, coming up in the next hour of Baskin and Phelps, we will hear from the quarterbacks out in Berea. We're also going to get ready for the Guardians as they get set to clean up that series with Baltimore looking for a four-game sweep. Man, would that be sweet. Let's take a couple phone calls real quick. 216-474-0092. Jim is in Strongsville. Hello, Jim. How are you?
Hi, Jim.
Hey, gentlemen. Let me just say this first. Get Arch Manning off your minds. Get Arch, if he comes out, which most people don't think he's going to come out, what makes you think his grandfather's going to let him come play for this dumpster fire? And I don't mean that to be mean to the Browns. I'm just saying Eli steered away from a much better situation in San Diego when he came out. And what makes you think that they're going to look at this?
I don't know. I think that the grandfather influence is probably the same as the uncle influence. If the uncle's friends with Jimmy, what's the difference between his grandfather or his uncle? I mean,
if Peyton and the Haslams are friends,
yeah. Why would why are we?
I got a lot of friends. That doesn't mean I'm going to do business with them.
And that's exactly right. That's my same theory. This also doesn't mean you're not going to do business with somebody.
That's true. I just look. That's pie in the sky. And Andy, I get where you're coming from with DTR. DTR wasn't going to be good no matter where he went.
I don't know. You know what's funny? I would have thought, Jim, if we had that conversation before, I would have been like, you know what? You're right. I probably agree with, but he got so hyped up in the beginning around here that when he walked out on that field against the Ravens, that I can't remember the last time the crowd was. I mean, they were going ballistic. They're DTR, DTR,
man. He's a backup quarterback. Well, everybody loves him.
We've gone crazy for a lot of guys.
That's true. I'll give you that.
Anything. So,
all right.
I just think if the Browns are going to do this whole quarterback situation. I know what you're saying. My problem with the whole Flacco thing is. One, I think in our minds we have him hyped up higher than he is.
Agreed.
I think that we have this romanticized idea about that run he had, which is fine. But I'm just not into wasting games on that guy, because I don't think he gives you that much of a better chance to win than anybody else. I think he gives you a little bit of a better chance, but you know he's going to throw two picks. Probably one of them's going to go the other way for a touchdown. I'm not in love with wasting snaps, wasting time. And everybody says, like, oh, but these first six games, this is a gauntlet. First off, three of those games are against division opponents. I'm sorry, you got to play the guys in your division. That's just the way it is.
Two.
And none of these are defensive juggernauts. Right. I mean, yes, they're good teams. But what makes Detroit this? I mean, yes, Detroit is good. But Green Bay's in the defense. I look at it and I'm like, yeah, they're good teams. They're all good teams. You're in the NFL.
Here's why I'll back up anybody that wants to talk about this first. Even when I talk about the first five games, right? You want to say Pittsburgh might be a little bit lighter. The reason Pittsburgh has the sixth game is tougher is because you're coming back from London. That's the only reason why. And it's a road game. It'd be one thing if that sixth game against Pittsburgh was here and you had a little bit more time to wrap. But, I mean, they're coming back from London on that. But if you go back and look at the records of these first six games, they're 61-24. We're talking about Cincinnati missed the playoffs by one game. Baltimore, Green Bay, Detroit, Minnesota all made the playoffs.
Cincinnati doesn't have Trey Hendrickson, so their defense is going to actually be worse.
No, but they have Joe Burrow, Jim. Was Trey going to be there when the season starts?
Joe Burrow week one is not very good. Joe Burrow week one is not very good. He's never very good.
We're using history against each other, Jim.
That's a valid bit of history there.
All right,
Andy,
Jim.
You and me, one of these days, man, we are going to go head-to-head.
No, we're not. We're not. You know, the hard part is I appreciate your perspective on things, and so I really don't like Jeff, I can argue with all day. Jim, I listen to what you have to say, and so that's the biggest difference.
There you go, Jim.
Congratulations.
You guys are my favorite, much better than Jonathan and that other guy.
Oh, good. Keep ripping everybody else. That's fine, too. Goodbye, Jim. Bye, Jim in Strongsville.
They speak highly of you, Jim.
Roman and Canton. Hi, Roman.
What's up, fellas? How we doing?
Roman. You are.
Good. Very good. Just wanted to give you I think with the quarterback situation, I think we have to send out Flacco out there to bring people back down to earth about, you know, our expectations out of him. He had that high run. Everybody was feeling good about him. And it's similar to why they let him go again, because they don't want the controversy of him sitting.
We lost you, Roman.
Oh, in the stands.
Okay.
You know, so I think sending him out there, seeing if if we can strike lightning in a bottle twice, awesome. That's perfect. And if we can't, and if he is as bad as we think a 40-some-year-old quarterback is in this league, then we find out from there. And then we take the next guy who we think is the best chance of us winning games, in my opinion.
All right, Roman, thank you. Appreciate it. I'll take one more here, Jeff. Raymond's in Talmadge. Hi, Raymond.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, the reason I was calling, obviously, is the quarterbacks, but I heard Daryl, and I've listened to the media all through the draft and everything else, and Daryl, when the first draft was, when we drafted Dillon Gabriel, was, well, you just put nobody's going to take him. It's on the, he's going to be, can go to the practice squad. Who's going to take him and everything else? Now he switched that they're both making the teams. And I've listened to the media throughout this whole process. It's all about Shadur and everything else. And I think we're kind of missing what this season kind of becomes. And Jeff, you've referred to it too. It's like, if you find the diamond in a rough in the third round, in the fifth round pick, that's awesome.
Yep.
Otherwise, you're trying to get through the year to get to the next quarterback draft where there are guys that are the right size, the prototypical talent, the prototypical athletic ability. Right now, I think they're trying to find the guy who's going to help that guy. Now, the thing that's irritating about Dillon Gabriel is, first of all, he's 5'11". If it's a fatal fall, that's fine. You took him in the third round. But supposedly he has everything else, and we have to look at what's going on in practice. Mary Kay reported it. Everybody's reported it now, and it's being aggregated, that they're giving him more to do than they gave Shadur. And that's what a lot of people were worried about during the draft when Shadur was hyped up. But you hear he had bad beans because they got him on the board. He didn't know pro concepts. He can't call a play. All those things that happen with fifth-round picks. Gabriel's thing is he's smart, along with having athletic talent, a good arm. He's just short. He's a backup, most likely. He's most likely, I think, going to be in the league for 10 years while the other three are out of the league as probably a backup. But he's the guy who's going to help the guy they get next year. Right now, you're just trying to get through the year.
Fair enough.
Hyping these guys up is really getting out of hand.
All right, Raymond, thank you. All right, interesting. Talking about the hype. Speaking of hype, can we get into this? And do we think the guy fell off the raft on purpose yesterday when they were doing the unveiling of the helmet? It's a raft, wasn't it? Can you call that a boat or a raft? What do you want to call it?
Looked like a boat to me.
I don't know. It looked like a raft to me. Giant raft.
All right.
Yes or no? Do you think he fell off on purpose? Jeff is up in the air on this.
Yes, I do.
You think he fell off on purpose?
Yeah. Well, you know why?
Why?
You described it perfectly.
Okay.
We're going to dissect it like it's the Zapruder film.
Right. Is it Zapruder or Zapruder?
You said it correct.
Okay.
Zapruder. Okay. Regardless, there was a guy with an umbrella.
Right.
If you look at, first of all, there's video of multiple angles.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, if you look at the video taken by, and maybe it's the guy on the jet ski, I can't tell. I just know that there was somebody there taking video of the guy backing up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And he clearly misses stepping on, and you're right, it wasn't a boat, I don't think. You're right.
Mm-hmm.
He clearly misses a step, but watch Chomps.
Mm.
Chomps doesn't react like, oh my gosh, this guy just fell into the lake. He reacts like a character playing a part.
Mm.
He immediately throws his hands in the air, and instead of going to help the guy, he backs up into the brown helmet and throws his hands in the air like, oh, he fell off. And then he bends down and picks up the conveniently placed life raft and throws it to him as the conveniently placed jet ski rides in to get him.
Mm. But wouldn't they have a jet ski out there if they wanted to get more video from a different perspective? And
well, yes, absolutely. So except watch Chomps. Mm. Watch, Andy. Watch and learn.
Left and to the right. Is that what you're saying?
No,
Chomps
doesn't
right
react like some guy fell in. He reacts like he's playing a part.
I don't know. I'm watching this. It's so fast. I have the perspective of the guy that fell. Okay. And I'm going through.
Well, you don't see Chomps. in that because I also all don't, of a sudden you see water.
Well, no. You can see Chomps before he falls into the water. Here's the issue I have.
There's video shot by probably the guy on the jet ski. And that guy, the reaction of Chomps in that, plus the dude's grandma is on that raft. And grandma doesn't freak out.
All right, I'll buy that. The part that gets me is his foot. So it's his right foot that falls over first.
You did a good job.
And it doesn't seem very natural the way...
You think? Does he kick it in the air? Like, here I go?
Yeah, okay, so is this guy's... What's this guy's name? Moss? Ross? Who's the guy with the jersey on?
I do not know.
The guy. Okay, so he's walking, sure, he's walking.
Although a guy named Ross Smith posted it and said, I fell in.
Okay, so...
On his Instagram account.
So he had his jersey on, but I'm just looking at this... And the way he took that right foot off the side.
And wiggled it?
Yeah, just a little bit. Wiggled it just a little bit. Right? Dan? Right? Is that how it works? I don't know. That didn't seem natural to me. That, to me, made me think that he actually did fall off on his own.
Did you see Chomps? Did you see the angle?
I'm
going to
watch Chomps. Okay, Chomps is doing the Chomps thing. Oh, you know what?
He's playing a part.
Jeff, man, I don't want to agree with you because I hold...
Because you don't like me.
No, but here's the fact is that Chomps is already like backing up before he fell in with his arms up against the helmet. Oh, boy. That might be damning evidence. Chomps may have... Oh, boy.
Yeah, see what I'm saying?
So Chomps sees the fall, holding on. Oh, no. Yeah, why was Chomps' initial reaction to back up against the helmet?
Throw his hands in the air and back up.
Rather than move forward and try to help him from falling. Oh, boy.
See?
Oh, I never want to question Chomps and the integrity of Chomps because I think Chomps is an outstanding character and a good person.
Just got a text from somebody.
Good dog.
A great football mind.
Yes, go ahead.
No question that was fake. That guy absolutely planned on going in the lake.
Oh, fake or real. Come on, you got to come back with that. Plus, we're going to hear from the quarterbacks in the next hour here on Baskin Phelps. 216-474-0092.